Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Kingdom structure of giving. Simply, we have to be givers at all times, so that when the glory of God comes upon us, we will not now be learning and be struggling with giving. Actually, when you build the kingdom structure of giving, then you are ready for the glory of God to come upon you in every aspect of your life. Because oftentimes, God will not give you if you are not ready to also give. So it is important for you to build into your life the kingdom principle of giving.
Ẹnu ti ebe yan se ube si owa bra bo mu akwanche ni nchechira wudi be maso.
Jesus Christ, as you know, is a giver.
Na se de ye ninu Yesu yobi e oyima.
And we want to be like him.
Na opese yese no so.
Hallelujah. So you must seek to build into your life the principle or the habit of giving until it becomes first nature to you.
Now, I was say, yeah, you didn't achieve any so you'll be a omanti. I was saying, who sees you, our bra bomb, say, and he needs to try a far mahomo. Uber ya, because he said, yeah, cancer, sandy pay what he say, yeah, they say, or no, you'll be a oman, yeah, the account.
I am sharing this word with you not because you do not give.
Now, make us our same way at all, and yes, sir, who need menti.
But because giving must be first nature to us. Just like giving is first nature to God. When something is first nature to you, you are not told to do it before you do it. When something is first nature to you, you always look for opportunity to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When something is first nature to you, you don't feel fine if you do not do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants giving to be said that if we do not find an opportunity to give, we will be looking for it ourselves. If it is first nature to you, if you have not given that day, you will not sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is very important. Because the fallen nature of man is innately selfish. And self-centered. If you look into your life, you will see that what I'm saying is true. Our first nature is not to give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if even we give, it is because of what we will get.
Na empo se ye yama ye shenya forgive. Ye shenya ye benya kan ansa na ye yama.
That is how come you get to know that giving is not first nature to you.
And uti na wo se se wo wo sa suban na e na wo se oma no enya ye ya de e wo wo.
So you are motivated to give only when somebody comes to share a testimony that I put in 1,000 Ghana and God gave me $1,000,000.
And you see, so what am I? Would you know that that's your business? You say, eh? Or so far, and I will can you have some and I made 1,000 begumu, made 1,000 begumu, me quiet, me, I'm common, obisha me, and I tell me $1,000,000. Yeah,
when you hear somebody's testimony that, you see, because I gave this thing, God did this, opened doors for me. Now I've even been to outer space, and you feel like, then me too, I should give. You see, it is your first nature of selfishness, which is at work, but it's only in church.
Or say, say, I know what you are dancing, say, me is Cassie, and I mean, say, a horror was a share. Now then, I remember when Kwan Wundi said, and you never saw me. Nessa said, and you soon will be to try more be a becker and send away you, dear.
But ladies and gentlemen, we must grow above this.
Now, what say you need to trust us?
I said, we must grow above this.
My union to trust us,
our first nature must be giving.
Yes, we declare, or say, yes, yeah, you man.
We must grow in our giving. In such a way that if even God doesn't do anything, you put in 1,000, and God doesn't do anything, you still put in 1,000, and He doesn't do anything, you still put in 1,000, and He doesn't do anything, you will give and give and give, and like the Bible says, you will not be weary. In giving.
Now we say Yesubani ye ni se ye ni na bibi su ansa na ye yi memo ye be yi ye yi po na 1,000 ansa ma ye nche ya ye be se ye 1,000 ye be yi akosi se onyame asa ma se mamu ma ye mre wo ni aye ye no ho no abemu o ya brabo.
Pastor, are you saying that when we give we shouldn't expect anything?
So fontina aba chance say ye yi ma ma ye hwehwe hwe ya na.
That is not what I am saying. I'm saying that you must grow above that.
Na nya no na meka ne mo ni ameka ni se
when you go above that, then you can say that I am like God, giving His first nature to me. Give because if I don't give, I don't feel fine. So I look for opportunity to give.
Na me pesa wo ye nyina ya kwotra saa suban se ye bibia ye benya nti na ye ma na mom ye be ma akosu pempenso bi se yesu ne ye ban be se nyankopon sempo edamu ne nyina ne ye nya kwanjam bi an yi bibi mo bi a na ye hutiti an ye dampo enye ye.
The three Hebrew boys say that our God is able to deliver us.
Na Hebrew for ma ma me ansa ne se ye nyankopon no obetumi age.
But understand, no king, that if even He chooses not to deliver us.
Na se won hinie sempo ye nyankopon na ye na adwin se
we will still not bow down to you. Because it is wrong to bow down to an idol. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why we must get to that kind of commitment, high level of commitment, that if God protects me, whether you protect me or not, me, I'll give. I won't give because, well, if I don't give, God will curse me or something. Go above that, ladies and gentlemen. God doesn't curse you.
Mama ye nyi ni ntra sa adwen ya ye se se ye nyi amanyame a ade nyame so won hira ye obedome ye nyame wonya na ade asa ye nyi ni ntra sa suba ni ye nyi ma esa se ye Yesu ni ye ban.
Ladies and gentlemen, if giving is right, it is right.
Se omaye ade ya eye,
whether it gives me result or not, right is right.
Se mpo me ye na se be ma me fa so e ma me fa so ade ye ne de ye.
I'm sharing the word with
you.
So that our giving is motivated purely by our nature to give. The nature of God that we have built into us, ready to receive His kingdom on earth.
Na sa subaina yenya wo yemua ya ya krado se ye beje sa wo nyankopon ahenie no ato ye ho so asase
so. So ladies and gentlemen, kingdom giving that I've just described to you,
na sa ahenie mu oman ya machete mu achem sisie yi,
will become a natural part of you.
E baba be Yesu ban bi e wo ho,
when you understand the kingdom system of Jesus.
Se wunya sante ase e fa Jesus Christo da ahenie nu mu a.
I will say two things about the kingdom system, financial system in the kingdom of God.
In the
financial system that Jesus Christ brought to
us,
ownership of everything is acknowledged that it is God's. And everybody is a steward of what He has. So whatever is in your control, whether it is money, it is time, or it is skills, or it is love, it is for God. The love is not yours. You have God's property. He says, I show my property. Give it out.
The
scale is not yours. It is a part of the scale of God. God says, give it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you understand that everything is owned by God, that you don't own anything, some blessings come to you.
Now,
you first of all obtain freedom from the stress of ownership. Because, ladies and gentlemen, owning resources is very stressful.
Stressful.
I tell you.
Stressful.
Because if the thing is yours,
say,
then you have the proper responsibility to take care of it.
And not just as I did, who are this
and so you will not sleep.
And into what not?
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12b says that the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep.
Try. What kind of Ecclesiastes I was saying? Or the funny number baby beninti. Well, to me now.
Like somebody who was paid, he had a lot of money, and he said that the money was breaking his neck. And all night long, he could not sleep because he was afraid. Hey, what about if I sleep and somebody come to take this money? And so he would take the money. Of course, he has to take care of the money, but he'll put it under his pillow. And if he hears any noise, he'll wake up just to see that nobody has come around his pillow. What a stressful life.
Yes, Papa, be a man, it's come every day. Sike ukran na brim na ni so mo hwe sike di wo si sike ya mediko fie anya 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 na ya num di machi o ani ti sika ni ti papa na no wo si sa sika ni na no di se ni sumia se ani se student mattress a o mo asumia ne ni pa ni nyina bo mu na onya tetwetre na waso no ogya e hwani hwani wa na na de chee.
But if God takes ownership of what he has with you, then the responsibility to protect it is with him. So
hallelujah.
You can go to
sleep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Lord God, this vehicle, these things, they are yours. They are not mine.
Who say, Rady, me down in the car. And me be down in the air, Rady, why would you not have me say, me chica cra?
I only have a duty of care.
Na media was a man say me she
ni. In other words, I should take care of it.
Except say was a the corner of the mama ni me she ni.
But the responsibility for the safety lies with Almighty God.
Na mom said that the corner who bambo be see here there you were Awurade was.
Yes, because you acknowledge him as the owner.
Except say what dear to say onu ni ni wura.
The other thing is that if you know that God is the owner of everything that you have on this earth.
Na say what you to say when Yakobo no ye bibi bia ra wo ni wura.
Then whatever he tells you about that thing, you will obey. If God owns what I am wearing right now, and I acknowledge I'm operating the kingdom financial system that he is, that anytime he tells me that I should take my watch and give it to somebody, I don't have a problem. I don't say, well, this is my watch and all that. The owner says, give it up. And so giving becomes natural to me. When you understand that God is the owner of everything that you have.
Hallelujah. So when you enter, as you say, I did be a lot of money, you're not going to be a man, you're not going to be a man, and you're not going to be a man, 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 you're not going to be a man. Efa mama re fa ye na so fo yi watch no dia mama won kunim dia mu na magye esan se enye ne how bia la esan se adekro no enye ne dia obi na ehwe so e na wo hye ne se oyi fa mo bi te enye sa adwe ne santia se na ye yi da ebeye ye dada suban.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Simple, then riches do not control you.
Eba ne sa ye dia enye dia show so.
Wow. And so God just distributes his things. He moves them around. He moves them around because he gives instructions. I am the owner. If I own cars and I have given you the cars, I tell you somebody is coming to drive one away. You can't say that you won't allow because I'm the owner.
Wow. Now, Fanny said, what car we want you now? When you're a coupon, when you say you're a coupon, dear. ẹnọ di ama na ohwe so na owie nu afra meba meba ka yi ma fre nipa so ma sisa wo meje ba ko ba pefa ki nima no wo be jawa ka se ka nu media media wo nya wo dia ni wura ni se fama nti wo de be ma wo nwi ni hu.
And you see, the wonderful thing is that the more you hear God's instructions to give out, and then you obey Him, the more God will trust you with many more things. Because anytime He tells you to give it out, you will give it out.
Hallelujah. Now, ni awo mu ni se, eno ni akupo etcha ose fe bibi ama odi se se unim se niyawo dianti. Then you know usemwe biyese when yamidi shanu begu usem na odi afa usu na odi ama obifufro. Iti then you know shanu se bani.
The second thing about the financial system of the kingdom of God, the first one is that ownership is with God. You are just a steward. The second one is that everything in the kingdom system is received by grace.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Can we all say grace?
Yeah, now can't do.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 says this. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. So that you always having all sufficiency in all things will abound unto every good work. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. The Bible says that God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That means that if you should receive sufficiency, all sufficiency in all things and abundance so that you can do every good work, then you must have all grace. So what gives us things in abundance is what? Grace. Can you see that from the scripture? Have you noticed that it didn't say that your hard work will make all you have all sufficiency and all that? It says all grace. Well, let everything come to you. Pastor, are you saying that we shouldn't work hard? You must have grace. And the grace will enable you to work hard. So you don't attribute the things that you get to the hard work, but you attribute it to the grace that enabled you to labor.
So
you will always be torn between two things, grace and then work or hard work. When you lean towards is very important. Some people lean towards grace. And then some others lean towards hard work. They always talk about how they work hard in life. How little they sleep. How wise they are. How fast they are. And it is because of their fastness and the way that they do things and relate and all those things, that is how come they are so
There
are some Other people too who work very hard, they sleep as little as they can. They are working, they do everything they
have
to do. But they don't attribute what they have to that. Seriously, deep in their hearts, they know that it is by grace that I have this. The second one of leaning towards grace, now, a kingdom disposition. Because ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that all that you have is by grace, giving will become first nature to you. Because you know, by grace I receive. By grace I give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you, your focus is on how hard you work, and do you know the traveling, do you know the all night, and do you know what I've done, the sacrifice and all that, when your leaning is towards that, you will tend to keep everything to yourself. Because you feel that I own it. Do you know it is my hard work that got me this thing? So you tend to have an ownership kind of disposition. And when you have ownership, you will never give.
And it is a one dream no call that video because a share. Man, no, wouldn't bra me bray, a move fasting, any more all night, any more contractors, and a metria, and my yada could do some pampers so we here. No, be basso or baba jibia, who may be sons of who bondog. A sons of one and one bray, and a one nand, and a one cassandia, and to who yama, a yad Jennifer.
Anytime you check your life, anytime you find it difficult to give us something, it's because you sweated for that thing. And you see, your focus is on how this one, the way I suffered for it and all that. And once your focus is there, somebody comes around, you know the work that I did, you also have to work to get that thing.
You are preaching me.
You will never give up. Giving will never become first nature to you. You won't be like God. Hallelujah.
When your friend is stage repentance, hallelujah. What's this idea? Dear? One cassa would to be cassa, my brenna menya, where massa, my brepa papa papa, and it's a woo baba jadena, yamia, myana, my brenna menya, and it's a bear disemid jim with the bema, as I say, media.
Grace is meant to make us be givers.
Now, I dominate to, I was saying, my acquaintance, you bet to me, yama, yemre.
The kingdom system I'm teaching you is meant to make you a free giver.
Nasa ahini akwanja ya mede mauno me bwa ma wetumie yama na madomso.
Once you become a free giver,
emra wo be yo bia wuyima kwano,
the whole of heaven can open to you and his riches in glory can come to you.
Hallelujah. Osu be bia ma nasa na no nyam na ewo wo soro no odi be gu so,
and then you give it up.
Na wo be kosore yidi
and then it pause.
Na egusu ba,
and then you give it up.
Na wo so wo de ma,
it pause.
Eba,
and then you give it
up.
Because you don't own it.
Esa se nya wo dia,
and although you work hard,
na wo mo se wo ye wo juma na wo nya ye dia,
you attribute everything to the grace. He says he is able to make the grace about to us so that you can have every, all the riches in the world. That's
now,
what
who said, and your Namia do not want be a South Pine Amma, where's that? So I say, now my domusono, or the Naman Yina Baba was super fool. I'm a Odia Yuma Pa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's look at some 8 blessings of giving.
I see, I'm sure, and no man who run what cheer, a dishraba.
God permits,
so when your mama me akwenya na,
and touches my heart in a certain way,
oh God, do it. Because so when your mama can akuma wakwen biso ani abompa so wanka.
I'll teach you about the 7 types of giving.
And you bet say your mama ahuru so eh ana oma ahuru nsu.
Because it's very heavy.
This and say moju.
And honestly, I feel that people are not ready for it.
Oh, are you not ready? If they are ready.
I do you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's look at the light ones.
I see what we say be more do na yan fan yeah hana kind.
We are looking at some blessings of giving.
Yeah, kasafa in shrebia a wa omamu.
To help us to have the giving us a first nature. Build a kingdom structure. Look at our opportunity to give.
Bible
says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Who went about doing good? He went about doing good. It's as if he's just looking for an opportunity to do good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Powerful.
Powerful.
It's wonderful. Many people do not know that side of Jesus.
That
he came to reflect a good God. So he was anointed. And the anointing let him move around. Looking for opportunity. To do good. We like the second part. And healing all those who are oppressed of the devil.
Before
he did all the healings, he was a good man. He was noted as a good man. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus was on earth, there wasn't one single time people pointed fingers at him and blamed his financial life. These days, should the church or the men of God have any blame? Among other things, it's in the area of how they handle
finances.
When there is confusion in the church, you go to the very under of the insolence and all that. You will see that the thing was more financial than any other thing.
And to the assignment, Tia Bumna will be a canyon panel, or so for under to say, Mwasi, for under. And one of them who says, Cassim Bishop.
But Jesus,
hallelujah,
he had money.
No bosika.
The only position that he established.
Now, wadema juma yemuno.
Do you know the position?
Impose, no.
The only named position.
Now, usha na juma baya position awadidi ntoso.
Was that of a treasurer? Somebody to be a treasure, his treasurer. If you didn't have anything, you don't need an accountant. Accountant is from the word count.
Accountant,
is somebody who counts. Because the thing is not just one. And the thing is plenty, so I need somebody dedicated for counting.
Now, as I said, the canoe does, Sunti, and yes, the car back when I walk in the back of you, and also, and it to be here, be a better son, the sick as I'm the swam.
There was a time that he told the accountant that whatever you have to do, do it.
Now, Debbie O'Hara, catch the sick of crowd in his bra. I dear, what's the way you be here?
And the rest of the apostles taught that he had given instructions to the accountant to go and give some money to the poor.
Now, one more cannot do him say, yes, I catch ray, sika crab the end depend, say, one coaches he come here for.
So they assume that, oh, do it quickly, it means that go and give the money to the poor quickly.
And it is say, yes, I catch ray, we account and say, quiet, you money to man. Just a sika no come here for an intemptem.
If Jesus was not going about looking for opportunity to do good,
say, na dear, yes, Suban said, one in a morrow acquaintance obey a papa.
How on earth would they think?
And Kabaya then, no margin, say,
that he means that they should go and give something to the poor.
Yes, you know, Papa Chip, Papa Payne said, Professor, come here.
Because he was fond of doing that. And they know that if Jesus doesn't do it, he doesn't feel comfortable.
No, says, yes, why, yes, sir, no,
he just goes about doing good.
On the Nabia, no, yeah, Papa.
He goes about doing good.
Papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was misunderstood. He meant that whatever you have done to betray me and all that, he wasn't talking about money at all.
The money, no, no, catch your brand. He said, "Udenya, why you be on? She said, 'Be out there to us.' Ube yu no koko na kwa ye. Ne mumne nyadi awo kase onkwa ye papa."
So the blessings of giving 8 of them I have here.
It's
going to help you. So that giving will become first nature
to you.
Number one. Giving draws our hearts towards Jesus. Giving draws our hearts towards Jesus. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. There Jesus is talking. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. And he says that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, then your heart will be also. Listen to what Jesus did not say. He did not say that where your heart is, then your treasure will be. Jesus said that your heart follows your money. Not your money follows your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, so if you want to be drawn towards Jesus, you want your heart to be drawn towards Jesus, then you must give unto the Lord Jesus.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.